went.
I guess when you get your stuff and you get your seat, we'll get started. I want to welcome you again, all the regulars and all the new ones that joined today. It's the first day of spring today. You know, so
how are you?
Few good signs. The robins have been coming from down south. There's a few people coming from Arizona. There's a few people coming from Florida. And then we got one that's coming all the way from Sturgis. And I give you Father Abelio.
Let us start in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask our Lord to bless us, to bless this conversation, to bless this family who are coming together to open our hearts to ask God to bless us and perhaps listen our prayers. If not, we would like to promise Him that we are going to do our best. We are going to also go there and do God's will in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, still good morning.
Good morning.
And I really thank you for inviting me to be here with you. I said I'm no good preacher, and I don't know why Chris still call me all the time. This lady.
Love you.
Chris is, I call her the Trinity. The Trinity, because she is the boss of this school. She is the secretary too, and she was my boss when I was here. And I, 1, 2, 3, you are like a Trinity, and I still call her the Trinity, and it's wonderful, wonderful to be here with you. And this Lenten series that you have been doing for how long now? No, for the
many, how many years?
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
I would like to tell you, 15.
Yeah.
Wow.
20 years. Who gave me more? And I'm thinking about you. I copy you, and we have also Lenten Talk Mondays. It's started this year, and we have been twice, and I did that, remember you, because I knew that it was a beautiful opportunity for the community from the church and from outside to come and to have a little conversation with God. And that was a beautiful time. And we have been doing twice, and not a year, but first time we have 35 people, and last Monday we have 50 people.
Right.
And it started in a beautiful way, copying from you. And it's beautiful. And you have been twice here, but do you remember what was the other 2 meetings? Something like, do you remember something from last weekend?
This morning.
Who was here last time?
Father Potter.
Okay, and what was the topic?
Constantine.
Saint Euphrasia.
Saint Euphrasia and Constantine.
Something that you really love and you would like to share, because I don't like to repeat everything from him.
You won't.
Okay.
Something that we want to know.
Touch your day, that day. What do you remember from Father? Okay, at the back. Please listen.
Number that take all the occult things out. He said so. No more Harry Potter books.
Okay. Something more from last week, last Wednesday.
Comparing the barbarians and the Romans. Mm-hmm. And Emperor Constantine, and the history there.
Okay.
And of course, Saint Euphrasia, mm-hmm. Died at age 30.
You are open for this Lenten talk to have a crazy priest sometimes. Crazy people who come here, like today too, to try to explain something with you, talk to with you. What about the first time? Who was here the first Wednesday?
Father Jose.
Oh, this is a crazy one.
Okay, can you see?
He said what?
What was the topic in that moment?
Happy death.
Happy death.
Happy death. Saint Joseph. Yesterday was the day that mm-hmm. patron for us, Saint Joseph, to help us to die in the arms of Jesus. Yes, happy death. Okay, wonderful. I have something for you today. Perhaps you listen to that, and perhaps it's so simple. And be holy, for I, the Lord your God, I'm holy. That is the invitation for today. Maybe you heard that many times. And maybe I can stop here and we can go to it. Because it's an invitation that we have, or we heard many times. We heard. And everything we are doing, talking about the barbarians or everything, or the how can we die in the eyes, in the arms of Jesus, that become holy. And this is a calling from us. That is a calling for each one of us. And it has been the call in this Lenten season. This Lenten season that maybe you have the opportunity to go from one place to another, to listen one mass or one conversation or a preacher, that is always calling you to be holy. For I, the Lord, your God, I'm holy. And this is our homework for today. We come back home, we need to see how and become a little more holy this Easter season, this Lent season. How are you going to be celebrating the Easter Vigil in a more holy way? How can I go back to masses in a little more holy way? And because I can't stop the conversation here, I need to say something more. I would like to say that in revealing that to us, God reveals who He is. Last Sunday masses with the Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John received that beautiful experience, the holiness, the Transfiguration. He is holy. And He is giving all the time clues about how we can do that. How we can reach our holiness. How can I, would like to say, I am holy like God my Father is holy. When the Son of Man comes in glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit upon His glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before Him. He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on His right and the goat on His left. I think that God is amazing, and the way He tried to show us to be close to Him is many times really clear. Do your best every day. And this is our program, this is our advice for this Easter season. If you are a minister of communion, do your best. If you are a lector, prepare your readings. If you are an altar server, be ready there before. If you are a deacon, talk with that guy. If you are a mom, do your best. If you are a dad, be the best dad ever. you are a grandma or grandpa, enjoy your life. Do your best to it. And I think it's an invitation for us. He is saying that we need to do to be wholly close to him. For he gave us some clues. I really remember, I know you know this one. For I was hungry. I was thirsty.
You gave me drink.
A stranger.
You welcomed me.
Naked.
You clothed me.
Ill.
You cared for me.
Imprisoned.
You visited me.
Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or feed you or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. And I think that is in our heart. We know how can we do good. We know how can God invite us to do our best day by day. Maybe we are not going to be change the world. But maybe we can do something with somebody who is close to us. Could be with your teenager, grandson, granddaughter, that you spend a little time listening to them. Crazy stuff, but listen to them. Could be your divorced son or daughter that is struggling in marriage and they come with the same story. It's his fault. It's her fault. And you need to listen to them. Could be with your partner who is repeating and repeating, like my dad, that all the time when I call him, he tell me the same joke all the time. I He's going in Alzheimer's, dementia. I love him, and always I make him to repeat it. Always, when he's a little sad, I make a little noise. God's presence was always close to us, but not always. It was really clear for the disciples. We can recite this by heart and one mind, and for us it's really clear, but maybe in time of Jesus it was not so clear for them. And sometimes we know this by heart, but sometimes it's not clear. What can I do? What can I do? We know, you know the commandments. You know the work of mercy. You know the Beatitudes. Only to think about what are we saying, and we can find something to do. This is sometimes is not clear for us, but if we open our heart, okay, I need to call somebody this week. I need to be sure that I pray for people who are dying, or people who are in jail. God's presence is always with us. To discover God in our lives comes to us. We are not expected to have again the fire from the heaven and to wait for an angel to appear and say, be good. We are not expected to do that. Because it's maybe, I don't know, but maybe we can open our eyes and see that the person who is close to me is in need. We don't need to go far. You only turn on the TV and you will see a lot of injustice there. People in this country and outside this country is suffering a lot. Perhaps we also are called to do something for them. People who are in need more than we are. I need to confess that Sometimes I would like to be a good priest and a good person, but sometimes I like a goat. I make excuses for don't do an extra activity. Sometimes I can do more, but I really have the best way to excuse myself. And sometimes I question my life. I can do something better. I can become a better priest. I can improve my English. And sometimes it's we also, you and me, feel that we can do something more. We can do something more. To be holy is something that is not easy for us. It's a work. We are work in progress. I usually say that in my community, that don't worry. We are work in progress. God is working in us and through us. The pursuit of holiness is demanding us. It's not easy, but it's really from us to need to take care and to stop and think, how can I live my life better in this Lent season? How can I use these conversations here in Saint Jerome to improve my prayer life, to improve my daily life? And I think we can do some resolution after all of these Lenten talks, not only after as Wednesday, but also after each one of these meetings. If you have a meeting with your school, maybe take a resolution after that. If you have a meeting, pastoral council meeting here, maybe you can take something there. If you have a mass, maybe you can, at the end of mass, okay, what can I take from this mass? How can I improve my life? Please let me see your glory, Moses asked to the Lord, to our Lord. And in certain way, Moses was saying, like you, like me, many times we have in mind coming to church, doing some activities, let me to see your face, O Lord. I believe and improve my faith. That is something that we are asking many times, longing for this, to see God. I think is that in some way in your life is you are coming here with this kind of will. I would like to see God's life close to me. I would like to see God's mercy close to me. I want to see and encounter that Jesus that was with Peter, John, and James last weekend. I want to be part of his friends. I want to see God. And this is something that each one of us is facing in different ways. When I heard from you many times, Father, I want to be with God. For me, you are saying, I want to see God face to face. I want to be close to God. I want to see a little piece of his goodness. And this is a request that is from us, and it is beautiful. And we are longing for that. And this Lenten talk, I would like to invite you to come all the time with hearts open, perhaps. You have something, you get something from the top, perhaps no. But to be with open hearts, sometimes to be also merciful. Don't throw tomatoes. sometimes to say, okay, God, tell me something here, but I don't know, I don't understand. I couldn't get the accent. What is he trying to say? I don't know. Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, I'm holy. The sense of this Lenten talk goes beyond the great food we have here. And I think that people come here not only for the friendship. People come here to try to see God's face, to try to receive God in their life. And all do that. We do that in the Mass today. We gather around the altar and we share Jesus' life. And from there, we go and open our arms and to walk together in this Lenten season. And we share Jesus' life. When we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Sacrament of the Eucharist, we become another Jesus for people on the street. What hope? We become what we eat. We eat the blood, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and we become another Christ for people who is in need. And from there, we got to be a little more close in our family, who are sometimes in need, who are sometimes searching for God too. And we become missionary disciples. We can do something for the people who is close to us right now. We can share them our faith, our love. How can we go trusting in the Lord? People who are struggling right now in our church because all of this is crazy stuff and sad news. How can we are with them? You are right to be angry with the church. However, let us walk. Listen to them. How can we, from our faith, help other people who are losing their faith? We gather today to help each other to realize that we do not walk alone. We are family. We are friends. We are pilgrims, brothers and sisters in this beautiful journey of Lent. We are doing what Christians did all over this history. Many of them listening to the word and make radical changes in their lives. Our call to holiness, to be holy like God is holy, to be with God. Think about all of these examples we have before. Those before us and after us who did possible this church. Father Palmer, for example, who also I have in my church. He was there. Many priests who passed by this church, by the St. Joseph, by Barrow Creek. Many faithful Christian people who have been doing a beautiful work. Many martyrs today. The first who went to say, we need a Catholic church in Barrow Creek. That pioneers people who did a beautiful job here in Barrow Creek. See that they offered their life. They did the best. Now it's our turn, and we are passing this for the next generation. We need to do our best, day by day, to show to our families, our children, the face of our Lord. This word, also we can see that in a beautiful saint, that is Saint Jerome. Saint Jerome, patron from this church, by his writing or translating the Bible, he made possible to see the face of God for many people. And still for us. And I think it's an invitation also from St. Augustine, from Benedict, Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, Pope Francis, and who always are inviting us to open our heart, to become a good Catholic, to become a holy people, to become a people who are ready to receive the love of God. And I think something they are asking us is that perhaps we need a new heart. Perhaps we need a new life. Sometimes we can work with our heart, our life. We can fix something, but perhaps many of us need to work hard in our heart. I think a pacemaker is not enough for us. We need a new heart to receive this love of God. God wants more from you. Let us pray with the Psalm 51. I will invite you to close your eyes and hopefully technology is going to help me today. You always love me. But let us pray with this song. God is calling to someone. Wash me from my guilt, purify my heart, remove my sin, teach me wisdom, give back my joy. Sustain me, Lord. Create in me a new heart. Create in me a clean heart. To have a new heart means our awareness is free from illusion and disillusion. I like to talk with you this one because also I need a new heart. I know I can do better. I know there is no work for the people in the pews. Start for the priests. We need also to open our life and our heart to see the face of God. This means that we are ready to make changes that start from deep inside. What we need to change in our life, especially in this Lent season. We must have, this is from Mother Teresa of Calcutta, we must have a real living determination to reach holiness. I will be a saint means I will free myself from all that is not God. I will strip my heart of all created things. I will live in poverty and detachment. I will renounce my will, my inclination, and fancies, and make myself a willing slave to the will of God. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Pope Francis also remind us about that goal. Do not be afraid of holiness. Do not be afraid or aim high to be loved and purified by God. Do not be afraid to let yourself be guided by the Holy Spirit. Holiness is the most attractive faith of the church. The Lord asked everything of us, and in return, he offered us true life, the happiness for which we were created. He wants us to be saints and not to settle from a plain or mediocre existence. Pope Francis. To be holy. Pope Francis said in his exhortation, Gaudete et Exalte, does not require to be a bishop or deacon or priest or religious person. Indeed, everyone is called to holiness. We are frequently tempted to think that holiness is only for those who can withdraw from ordinary affairs, to spend more time in prayer. That is not the case. We are all called to be holy by living our lives with love and by bearing witness in everything we do, everything we find ourselves, every day of our lives. Pope Francis reminds us that the call to holiness comes with the baptism for every one of us, and that in the church, holy yet made up sinners, you will find everything you need to grow toward holiness. Close to the church, who is Pope Francis, a sinner? The Pope, our leader, realized that he needs to change something, we too. God wants us to be part of a church that knows how to open their arms, how to welcome everyone, which is the home not only for a few, but the home for all, where everyone can be renewed. Everyone can be transformed, sanctified by his love, including the strangers and the wicked and the sinners, including the different and the immigrants. Remember these words that are in our heart. For I was hungry,
you fed me.
I was thirsty,
you gave me drink.
A stranger,
you welcomed me.
Naked,
and you clothed me.
Ill,
and you
cared for me. Imprisoned,
and you visited me.
And the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you on Thursday and give you drink? When did you see a stranger and welcome you, naked and clothed you? When did we see you ill and in prisons and visit you? So let us be merciful, like our Father is merciful. That is our word of St. Luke from the Leviticus that remain us and with which we start this conversation. Be holy, for I, the Lord God, am holy. The universal call to holiness requires a relationship with God. And it is a lifelong discernment process. That is why we have celebrated our Mass, and we invite people every weekend to come to improve our relationship with the Lord. We need Him. We need the Lord. That is why we pray. We need to talk with Him, improve our prayer life this time. We are invited to accept God's grace, to cooperate with God in this beautiful life we have, to transform our lives. Lent is here to help us to reclaim what is in ours, to be embraced by Christ, and if we let Him change our heart, be as He said the last day, we are going to be blessed, crowned blessed. Lent is the end. Lent. Let us end this time listening another song and open our hearts for God's love. God wants you to start to be holy today. Let us open our hearts to do that. I promise that with this I finish my little conversation with you.
Okay.
holy as I, the Lord, the beautiful God, am holy. Do your best, and thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Would you lead us in the blessing?
Do you like to eat?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't say that before. Let us bless us, O Lord.
And these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Bless all of the food, bless all of the people who made possible this moment, and bless all of us who are working and start to work our holidays. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Very good.